applaud him. This they need to take it from Weezy. See, these people wanna be so cheesy, they're fucking evil.
You know what, we're going to start early tonight, just because I want to piss off the people that haven't tuned in yet.
Okay, well, let's do that.
Does that sound good to you?
It sounds good to me.
Alright. Looks good. I mean, so far from what I'm seeing, the little light on the top is flashing, so that's always a good sign.
They look all good and nice and...
It does. It looks, as they say, tight.
It looks, as they say, tight?
As they say, tight.
Oh, man, well, as they say...
It looks fly, even.
Oh, does it?
Yes, yes.
Does it look fat?
No.
No?
No, why would you say so? Of course not.
No, it doesn't?
No, it looks fly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, actually, no, it doesn't.
Why?
Now, see, now I'm getting nervous.
Why, what happened?
Because, like, my modem has been giving me trouble all night.
What'd you do to it?
Well, actually, for the past few days, I don't know what I did with
it. Did you touch it?
No. I want to make sure that we are online and that everything's set. So, make sure you're in the chat room.
I'm in Linux at the moment, and I'm trying to find an IRC client to download.
Well, Bitch X, you should have that already.
No reason that it's not... No, I don't have Bitch X already, sorry, bud.
Did you try... You typed it right?
Yes.
Capital...
I'm going to do a search for it right now.
Capital B?
Yes, capital X.
Capital X, okay. Just making sure,
but
because...
I'm looking through freshmeat.net for a suitable IRC client.
Because I want to make sure that we're still online and we stay online throughout the course of the show.
Yeah, I hope we're online too.
Because,
talking to ourselves.
Yeah, well, we're definitely recording, so that's going to make for good entertainment, but, yeah, my modem has been giving me trouble.
Yeah, well, everything, something's always giving you trouble.
Yeah, it's because I got so much to set up for. When you got so much going on, you got a lot to give you trouble. Now, I mean, I assume that we're online because it's sending all this data to this.
Now what are you hanging up on me for?
Well, you said you wanted to kill the show, but you know what?
You hung up on me.
Yeah, well, don't worry, because we actually did get disconnected.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
I meant it as a joke.
I meant it as a joke, but, you know, believe it or not, I turned everything off. You know, well, I turned off the monitor.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, I was joking around. But then I look, and sure enough, we're disconnected.
All right, connect it. Hurry up.
I got output one. We got I think the low end stream back up, but I can't get to the page that will let me. Here we go.
There we go.
That will let me kick the other one.
So many problems.
Actually, my modem is fine.
You hung up on me.
Yeah, that was all part of the joke. I didn't actually think we were disconnected.
I wasn't in on it.
No.
I don't know about you. Sometimes screamer chaotic. Man.
The second stream won't go back on.
I'll tell you what, man.
So, I mean,
go back on.
You don't have IRC. I better get on it.
I'm about to have it.
How close are you to about having it?
Well, it's done downloading right now. I just have to install it, and then we'll be on our way.
No, not close enough. I'm going in.
All right.
Because I had made the joke that we were having no show tonight. Now, where is everybody? Because if they're in box, I can't get to them.
Just try both.
I'm going to...
I tried to type SU and I typed SI.
Don't do that.
There we go. Typing noises.
Okay,
yes.
That's
what we want to hear.
I'm in here.
Damn, failed dependencies. You know, it says it's for Mandrake 8.2, and you download, and you have Mandrake 8.2, but, well, obviously you don't have something that it needs.
There we go. We are on, but oddly enough, we did get disconnected. That's what I'm telling the people.
Yeah, well...
Okay, output 1 is on. Output 2 will not connect. And, I can't see what people are saying, because my colors are wrong. I hate Merc!
Don't be hating on Merc.
People,
man.
I can't see you.
Alright, here we go, nice here we go. I'm going to download the dependencies. And then the dependencies are going to need dependencies.
Yeah, that's usually the way it goes.
Alright, let's see here.
There we go.
And we download. Are we back online?
Well, we have one stream up.
Alright, one stream. Cook up gas.
But I don't think anyone's connected to that one. I think everybody was on the high one, and that one is not coming back on.
Why not?
Hell if I know.
I'm insane with anger.
All right, there we go. We got both streams back up.
Oh, what's up now, dog?
Now, if they go down again, just wait for the download.
You gotta be patient.
No, just wait for the download on the show, because we can't keep playing around with these streams all night. What kind of show can we make if we have to keep playing around, you know?
I tell you, man, the whole world's against us, man.
It is, though.
The whole world.
You know, you can't win.
Some of these DOS and the Rant Radio servers, man.
I don't think they're DOS in the Rant Radio servers. I think someone at Rant Radio has it out for us.
But no, man. Rant Radio loves us.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that everybody at Rant Radio loves us. All they have to do is hit kill, you know, or kick or whatever, and there you go.
Why would they do that? What reason would they have for doing that?
Well, then I guess it's just always a software glitch.
And how does that work, though? Yeah.
That sucks.
I'm starting to believe you. I think somebody got it out for us, because this happens, you know, sometimes it happens, and as we're starting the show...
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to hop on that conspiracy bandwagon you got going there.
Well, that's a change. It's usually the other way around.
I know.
But, you see, like I said, you know, the good news is that we are recording, because here I am thinking that my modem was going to die, but no, my modem was fine. It's just, right when I said that joke, boom! The stream died. Alright, well, let's do the show while we can.
Yeah, well, this is the show. This is all we got.
Oh, this is it?
Yeah.
No, Dash, if you were hosting the show, that's all we have. But I'm the host.
And that's what, man. I'm just going to hang up on
you. We got more. No, Dash, it's my job to hang up.
Don't hang up on me again. I will not come back.
What do you think I'm doing? What do you think? No, I'm kidding.
I'm going to kick your ass.
All right. Now, what do you want to talk about tonight, Dash?
I want to talk about some hacking. Some hacking and some freaking...
Well, we're going to have some Linux stuff later.
I'm in Linux right now.
I told people that... Very good, Dad.
Loading my dependencies.
Load those dependencies, Dash. You know, that's a good point you have, though, because we're going to have a... I told people that this would be a special episode, and it is. We're going to have a special segment called Making the Most of Linux, where we talk about some programs that everyone should have. You know, a lot of people want to get Linux. You know, I saw so many people with Windows at H2K2, it sickened me. So people want to get Linux, but they don't know what to get. And when they get them, they don't know what to do because they're so used to these damn GUI Windows programs.
Yeah.
So that's what we're here for. We're here to make the most of their Linux. And we'll get into that in just a little bit, but we do have some other things that we want to get pissed off about.
We do.
The one thing that really burns me, and I really want to just get this out of the way.
What is it?
You know Operation Tips?
Operation who?
Tips.
Tips?
Operation Tips.
Tips?
Okay, it's part of the Citizen Corps. Obviously, Dash is out of the loop. And anyone that listens to Off the Hook knows about it. What it is George Bush wants you to spy on your neighbors.
What?
He wants government agencies like, you know how, I'm not sure how it is in your state, but, you know, the meter guy comes, he checks your meter, you know,
find out. Never seen the meter guy out here.
What?
He comes on my property, I'm going to beat him with a stick. No, I've never seen a meter guy in my yard.
You've never had anyone come to your house to work on a furnace, to check a meter, to find out how much water you've used?
No.
How do they know how much power you've used? They didn't check your meter.
I have no idea. They're never out here. In all my years living at this house, I have never seen a meter guy.
Have you ever looked?
If I saw a meter guy, I would be all, hey...
What the hell are you doing on my lawn?
For real, what the hell, man? Get the hell off my property, biatch.
I'm reloading. No, but believe me, you have to rest assured that there are meter men, okay?
I don't know. I don't have city electricity, though. I have my other company.
You got a generator in your backyard.
Yeah, I have a generator in my backyard. I got people riding bikes back there, providing power for my house.
Mm-hmm. You got hamsters and wheels, right?
Hamsters and wheels.
Okay.
Some people, you know.
All right, great. Well... The Citizen Corps, or more specifically, Operation Tips would...
Are you saying tips or tits?
T-I-P-S.
Okay.
Here's a tip.
Okay.
Learn it.
Okay.
So, Operation Tips... Operation Tips... was created by George Bush, and has these organizations... spying on people, basically. It has anybody who comes into your house, or like a mailman. You have mailman, right? You have postal employees, letter carriers.
I got some guy who brings the mail.
Okay, all right, good enough.
Hope he works for them.
Now, if he sees something suspicious on your property...
What's he going to see?
And if he's... I'm just saying. If he sees too much fertilizer on your property...
Your bomb out front, or what?
Too much fertilizer, some electrical components... white dust, anything. If he sees that, and he's a part of TIPS, it's his duty to report it to the federal government, and then they will investigate you.
That's bullcrap.
So that is Operation TIPS. Now, I'm assuming that most other people know about it. I think I've actually mentioned it on this show. But this is the part of it that I really wanted to touch upon tonight.
Bent.
Web banners, all right? They got Operation Tips and Citizen Corps web banners.
Web banners?
Yeah. Encompassing public education. Here, this is what the web banners are. These are little GIF files that you could put on your site to help sponsor people to be a part of this wonderful program that has you basically be a Nazi and spy on your neighbor. Encompassing public education, training, and volunteer opportunities, Citizen Corps gives every American the chance to do their part to be better prepared for and better protected from crime, terrorism, and disasters of all kinds. Internet-based entities or organizations are encouraged to display one of the following banner ads on their websites and to link to the CitizenCorps.gov website. By downloading or using the Citizen Corps banners, the user agrees to the following conditions of use. If you're going to put one of our GIFs on your site, banners may not be used in any way or manner that implies the endorsement of any person, product, program, or service. No one may manufacture or for sale a product containing a banner image. Anyone who downloads or uses a banner incurs an obligation and fiduciary, I don't even know what that is, fiduciary duty to maintain the integrity and consistency of the Citizen Corps logo and banner.
And
meaning, don't let it get run down on your site. Yeah.
Not only...
Hey, well, wait a minute. I'm not done yet.
Oh, you're not done.
I'm not done yet. The federal government has more to tell you. Use or display of Citizen Corps banners in an inappropriate manner may result in legal action.
What?
Upon notice from Citizen Corps, the user agrees to discontinue use of banners.
Oh my god.
If you make bogus banners, like I think Bios did, and
I'm gonna make a bogus banner. I'm gonna go to court.
You are going to face prosecution, and you have to remove them.
That makes absolutely no sense. And
you know, I think it was Bios that did this, and if it's not, please correct me, but I know someone had posted them on our board, and these bogus logos, these bogus Citizen Corps GIFs. Now, if the federal government came to us and said, either take them down or go to prison, I mean, we would have to go in there and actually delete his post because the federal government says so.
Yeah, we would.
Because of these little GIF files that we, well, not even us, but he defaced. But don't worry, folks, I know you're getting nervous out there. We are reporting him to the proper authorities because we at HackerMind are a member of Operation Tips.
What?
Absolutely! It's our civic duty to spy on our neighbors and report suspicious activity.
What?
Off the Hook is doing
it. I'm not a member of Tips.
Off the Hook is doing it, and therefore we have to do the same because, you know, we're just one big happy family. We have to report any suspicious activity. Dash, the fact that you don't like this is pretty damn suspicious to me.
Hey, man, why don't you just report me? Because I'm not going to be a member of Tits.
Stop calling it Tits, Dash.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, so don't use Tips banners in an inappropriate way. The federal government will come after you.
Print it out on a piece of paper and use it in the bathroom.
Apparently. Get paper cuts like that, you know. Apparently, the government thinks these are like the flag. You know, you can't desecrate them. You can burn them, but you can't desecrate them. So go figure.
That makes a lot of sense.
You know, I think basically you have to take these GIF files and burn them because, ironically, that's the proper way to dispose of a flag. If you have to burn it.
Yeah, but, oh, is it really?
That is the proper way. If you have a flag,
burn it.
It is illegal to throw it away. No. No. Don't you burn it. You have to give it to a VFW or something like that. You know what the VFW is, right?
Yeah, I know what the VFW is.
All right, well, for our listeners, you know, that's where all the military guys go, and I go into one every now and then.
It's better than Foreign Wars.
My uncle's a vet, so I go in. But,
Nothing.
You have to take it, what?
Nothing.
You have to take it to them, and they will properly burn it. Apparently, we're going to have to be taking these GIF files to them as well.
All right, let's do it.
I guess I should just take the whole computer then, right? All right, well, no, let's not get crazy. I'll just save it to a floppy.
Yeah, there you go. Just toss the floppy in a fire and, you know.
That's the only way to dispose of this.
Yeah, probably dispose of it. That's how you do it, buddy.
Mm-hmm. But, of course, that fire will have to be noted as being suspicious activity.
Of course.
We're going to have to report that. So,
report that to proper authorities. You know, it's just business. So we got to do it.
We do, you know, because we are a part of Operation Tips. Yeah. We got some viewer mail here.
Oh, do we? I know I got some, but
you know, you don't
really viewer mail.
Why don't you tell me these things?
Well,
see, then I would have never gone to you to ask about viewer mail, and you would never have read it.
I only got some spam mail, man. I don't have any viewer mail.
Oh, you're not talking about that stank dog one again.
Yeah,
Dash, would you let it go?
You would have caught on to that, man. Where were you on that one?
Dash, block sender, man. It's not that hard.
I hit block sender, but man, I had to take 5 seconds out of my life to delete all those, and I'm never going to get those 5 seconds back. And Hotmail's all harping on me because I'm got like...
You got too many in there?
Got too many in there, and I'm like, back off me, bitch. That was not my fault.
All right. Let's get to some viewer mail. Hi there. I thought I'd let you know I'm a listener to your show in London, UK, and I think it's great. Also...
London? That's awesome. Go ahead.
Yes, London.
Go ahead.
Okay, it's like the... All right, never mind. Also, I thought I would let you know about something cool I just found out about which you might want to share with the listeners if you didn't already know. and that's what I'm doing right now. You probably already know that there is a tool in Windows XP and 2K that lets you send messages around a network. On the command line, you would type netsend and the user or computer name there, and then your message.
Right. I didn't know about this.
And then, or netsend, and then one of those stars, and then your message. And that will send it to everyone on your network. Had a lot of fun there. And that'll let you send it to everyone on your local network. It's a neat little trick to use on any LAN. But what you might not know is that you can also send messages across the internet with this. E.g., you would type the following, netsend, the IP address, and then your message. And that would make a pop-up message box appear in the middle of the person's screen.
To anybody on the internet.
Well, there are a few conditions, and I'll get to that. Which would include your host name as the from address. I found a couple of people it works on. The IP address 144.118.199.100, for example, as the program will report if the message worked or not. Now, I'm not sure whose IP address that is, so please don't bombard them. I think the following conditions must be met for it to work, though. Recipient sender must be running WinXP or 2000. That's true, but I'm just going to add that they can also have Windows 98 with Win Pop-Up installed. So you can actually have Windows 98 and do the same thing and send it to a person with Windows 98, but they need to have Win Pop-Up installed.
Okay, I see.
Port 139 must be open, not firewalled, and therefore it won't work behind a router also. The person mustn't have turned the option off in their registry. It is on by default. And that comes to us from Nicholas. That's some good information there, because I've been having a lot of fun with NetSend, and I remember a while back I was playing around with it. A friend of mine was on the LAN, and I'm able to actually track them. I know, because our IP addresses change like every once in a while, so I was able to find them.
Yeah.
By just noting what their share, well, not really their shared names, but what their usernames were that appear when I use Samba on them.
Yeah.
You know, so the name happened to be David, and that's how I was able to, for some reason, that's what they named their computer, and I was able to find them by always looking for that machine.
Being all sneaky, are you?
Yeah. And all I had to do was find them by doing that, and then I could message them, and they just never knew what was going on, because they happened to be running WinXP. So I would send it to them, and they would get a pop-up. And, you know, I could say anything. I could say, wake up, Neo, the Matrix has you. I could say, email me at blah, blah, blah. I can do whatever. And apparently, thanks to Nicholas, you can also do this to anyone on the internet who has WinXP. So if you know someone with Windows XP, open up a command prompt and type netsend, then the IP address, and then your message.
That's cool.
But remember, you need WinXP, and according to Nicholas, you could have 2K, but I haven't tried it on that. I just tried it on XP. Or, like I said, search for Win Pop-Up. You can download that for free. Yes, a Windows program you can get for free. I know. I was scared, too. And
Pop-Up. I'm going to go get that right now.
And then you can send messages to everybody.
I'll send you a message.
No, I have a router. You can't get to me.
And screw your router.
All right, so, all sorts of fun and games there. Now, I did have another piece of viewer mail. I just got to go digging into the mail account here. All right, here it is.
What mail?
Okay, I figured I would read this. This comes to us from CS.
Who?
CS, I don't know.
Okay, DS.
CS, Counter-Strike.
CS, oh, Counter-Strike, okay.
Okay, this is a reply to the makeup show that I had made. The Prague of Death, is that what I called it? And he's correcting me here. I was trying to figure out what I called Outlook Express.
Oh, you called it the death trap.
Yeah, that's what he's correcting me on. You called it the death trap. I will probably miss the show tonight sleeping, but I look forward to downloading it. Keep up the good work and hope you get well. Well, I guess you are by now, later. See, yes. I he's sleeping. I can't believe that. That's not right.
No, that's not right at all. But
that's
trap.
People not tuning in. That's kind of suspicious.
I'm going into the IRC channel.
I'm afraid we're going to have to report him too. And Nicholas. Nicholas was suggesting that we message people with boy. Yeah, he lives overseas, but that's even more reason. A person from London, UK, giving us this information. Oh, we're reporting him because we are loyal tips people.
Man, I'll tell you about them tits. Alright, I should probably stop. I think that joke's run its course.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, if you couldn't understand me over the phone, the listeners really can't understand you over
the
phone.
They hear me, man. They got me. They know what
I'm... So then what's the matter with you? Why can't you understand me?
I'm weird to them.
You must just have bad ears, I guess.
I have the best ears in the world.
No, you don't. You lie, Dash.
No, I don't.
You do.
Would I do that?
Yes.
Now, where are all the people? Are they in Box or Esper?
I saw some in Esper, and there are probably some in Box. You know, I should remind people that we have two IRC channels. We have one on irc.box.sk and one on irc.esper.net.
Yeah, they're in Esper and
Hackermine. Yeah, I mean, we're all over the place, so go wherever you want. If you're banned from Box, now Box had a K-line some ISPs because they were getting... Well, they were getting flooded and something like that.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So you can email them with your IP and host name, and they'll try to get you cleared. I have yet to do that, but until then, you can go into Esper and do all sorts of fun stuff in there.
When pop-ups.
Yeah. Now, what kind of viewer mail did you have? Is that it? That was it?
I don't have any viewer mail. I mean, nobody emails me. Nobody's got any comments from me. Actually, let me check. I might have something.
It was just the bogus Stank Dog thing?
All I get is spam. That's all.
And it wasn't Stank Dog that sent that, by the way. So,
no.
You got to clarify that.
I got an email.
You got an email?
Yeah, it's probably about the show. Let me open it up.
All right, are you sure about that?
From Hotmail.
It could be spam.
Yeah, it probably is. But we're about to find out.
As seen on CNBC, on NBC, on CBS, YouTube, and blah, 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 right?
Hotmail member services.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So Hotmail is sending you spam now.
Yeah.
To your Hotmail account.
Yeah, I have Hotmail, I know. Let's see. The subject is reminder. Important Hotmail policy change.
Hmm.
Man, they need to stop doing this stuff.
Yep.
Anyways, let me check. Let's see if I have any other... Your mail. No, guess not.
Well, it sucks to be you, Dash.
Yeah, well...
Now, you know what we're going to do?
Oh, they have winpopup.com. What?
What?
I said they have winpopup.com.
Hey, that's great, man.
I'm just letting you know.
Get it and have fun with it.
I will.
What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to tell all of you noobs out there how to make the most of Linux.
Plus, I have a really interesting article that was in my newspaper, so.
In your local newspaper?
Yeah, my local newspaper.
All right, well then, we'll be right back. It's all about the business, baby.
Cyberspace and crunch numbers like I do. They call me the king of the spreadsheets. Just got 'em all printed out on my bed sheet. My new computer tried to box and rock, but it was obsolete before I opened the box. You're paying for your desktop for over a week. Throw that junk away, man, it's an antique. Your laptop is a month old, well that's great. If you can use a nice heavy paperweight, my digital media is right protected. Every file inspected, no viruses detected. I've been tested every operating system. Games crashed to some and others I did them. While your computer crashes, mine's multitasking. It's up on my words without me even asking. Y'all a flat screen monitor 40 inches wide. I believe the goal is there, interface on the side. In a 50-cubic world, you're a big user. You got your own news group, all phone losers. Your motherboard melts when you try to send a fax. But you get your CPU in a box of crackers. Playing your mind, well you know that I beat you. If I ever meet you, I'll control all the links you one. What do you want to do? Wanna be hackers? Come crackers, crackers. We're the
well, we're back.
Waiting.
Well, let me see if I'm still online.
They'll like start doing things.
Okay, that was that time. It was Rant Radio that decided to crap out.
Really?
Yeah.
What is up with Rant Radio?
That was definitely Rant because I'm online and I'm fine.
All right, I'm gonna have Dory have to email them and find out what's up. Let me go to Rant Radio's IRC server right now.
Okay, I'm back on once again.
Alright.
See, we something has got to change here. You know, whether it's me, whether it's Rant. You know, I mean, I'm not pointing
but
fingers.
But wasn't your modem that time?
I'm just no, the modem's
they
fine.
They said it was.
The first time when the song was on and I disconnected. I couldn't do anything. So I reconnected that, and then that time, just now, I noticed we were disconnected, but I was online because all my pages were refreshing at the Rant Radio site.
Makes no sense.
No, I mean, if it's all me, then fine. You know, if it's Rant Radio, well, then fine. But, I mean, something has to be done about this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
I mean, We waste the whole show talking about how the streams don't work. We shouldn't even have to worry about that. I mean, I'm starting to think we should just record them and put them up for download.
Let me go into Rant Radio's IRC server and ask them if they're having any problems or if they know what's going on.
Yeah. I'm going to, you know, man. I guess I'm going to have to get in touch with Optimum and find out what's wrong with my modem, too. Because, I mean, it's, I don't know, I would normally say that it's probably all me, but the thing is that we have had this happen before with Rant, you know. When my modem was working fine, we had the Rant Radio streams just disconnect for no reason. But I do want to get on to the good stuff. I don't want to let this...
Are we back on?
Yeah, we're broadcasting now. I don't want to let that take up the entire show here. So, Dasher, are you ready to get on to our Linux topic?
Hang on, one second.
All right, we want to help people make the most of Linux, correct?
All right, I asked the question. Yes, let's make the most of Linux.
All right, so...
Oh, great.
What's that?
Rant Radio's IRC channel is moderated.
So what does that mean? You can't talk?
I can't send a message there unless I have voice. I don't have voice.
Oh, yes. Fun time was had by all. Why are they moderated? Aren't they all about free speech?
Well, yeah, they can hear us. I guess they're listening. Well, all right, I'm asking you, is there anything wrong with y'all's servers? Anything wrong with y'all's servers?
I think they would have answered by now, don't you think?
Yeah, well, they just said we can hear you.
Oh, okay.
So, if someone right. voice me, please. Okay, anyway, let's get on to our Linux thing here.
Yeah. Okay, making the most of Linux, you know, like I said, I saw a lot of people at H2K2 that had Windows, and I couldn't believe it. So, I thought, you know, let's give some information about Linux and, well, just get people up and running, you know?
Let's do it.
So, first, Dash, I'm gonna go to you.
Go to me.
Tell us how to make.
Let me get my notes here.
Tell us how to make Linux look good. You right, got it. You know, I mean, a lot of people think, command lines. You know, that's boring.
Yeah, I'm all about the eye candy. I love shit that looks good. I mean, I'm just all about it. All
right.
Well, I mean, I like the console. I mean, that's what Linux is. That's the basic bare minimum. That's what you need to get you through. That's what Linux is. But I love the eye candy, man. I love it. And
all right, well, tell us how to get the eye candy, where to get the eye candy, and...
Well, first of all, last week I installed Mandrake 8.1,
mm-hmm.
which is like the ultimate easy to install Linux for the basic person. But I like it. I mean, it works for me. I installed it, and I was using the GNOME desktop. I'm sure people are familiar with that. There's the most popular ones are GNOME and KDE, but this is all basic. Everybody knows this stuff. But I downloaded Enlightenment, and I never used it before, and I wanted to see what it's like because I heard it was good. Plus, it looks really good. So I downloaded it. I installed it. Installation was so easy. You just I got the RPM package. I installed it, and I just restarted my X Windows, and it started up. And there's so many different things you can do, so many different configurations. Like, I mean, it's just, it's awesome. You can get, like, themes. There's themes.org. You can get themes for, well, they have themes for everything, not just Enlightenment. They have, you know, Enlightenment, Sawfish, you know, ISWM, all of those.
Do you boot straight into X?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Why do you?
How did you load Enlightenment?
How did I load Enlightenment?
Yeah.
Well, it just started up automatically.
Oh, okay.
Installed it.
Alright.
After I installed it, and then I shut down X Windows and started.
People, no messages while I'm online.
It was right there.
I'm doing my show.
Anyways, there's themes. Themes as far as the eye can see, and they rock, and it looks really good. I love it. Enlightenment is awesome.
So where'd you get it from?
Enlightenment. I think it's enlightenment.org, but, you know, just do a search for it. And you'll find
I had tried to install it on 7.1, and it did not install for me.
Really?
I'm gonna try it again. I made sure to, this time when I installed 7.1, I put in 100% of every single package you could have. So hopefully it'll work this time.
I know I'm going on about iCandy and Enlightenment, but what I really want people to do is I want them to email us and tell them what they use. And if you want, I want you to send screenshots of your Linux desktop. So just to show us how cool your desktop looks, or, you know, just to share it with other people. That would be awesome.
All right. Now, like I said, I had tried to install it, but it didn't work. It needed lmlib.
You
know, so
you can always go to, the thing about that is you can go get the package you need, but it might need something, and then
right. I went searching for it. I downloaded the source for it. That needed something else. Yeah. That wouldn't install. So like I went to that RPM finder, like you told me to.
RPMfind.net.
That couldn't find it. So
yeah,
I was basically screwed.
Older versions on the Enlightenment side that you could have got.
I know
it's not really, you know, the best thing to get is the older versions, but
yeah, well, like I said, I installed 100% of everything this time, so I'll try it again. You know, I just, that it seems like that's all I've been doing is reinstalling Linux.
Really?
For the longest time now, yeah.
Well, yeah, I got rid of 8.1. I installed 8.2. It's not you know, that much of an upgrade, but still, I wanted it because my CD started working that I had it on, and
yeah,
installed it.
But all right. Well,
about not just window managers, but the actual desktop environments like KDE and GNOME. I don't hate KDE, but it freezes on me a lot more. I know it's probably because it's all, you know, it's maybe got some bugs in it and stuff, but so does GNOME, but it doesn't crash on me as much.
How much RAM is required for Enlightenment?
Enlightenment?
Yeah.
I have no idea. It's probably on their website, but I have no idea.
Well, I got like,
I think you have
29.
Enough. I mean, I run it and I have enough. So
I got like 29, so I got, well, keep in mind, I'm not running this on my desktop. I got WinXP on there, and that NTFS partition just does not want to mess around with Linux. I don't know why, but
yeah.
Every time I try to install it, it just screws it up. So, yeah. Not even going to bother. But, okay, my turn.
Oh, your turn? All right, go ahead.
All right, yeah, now, probably one of the most popular programs out there, Nmap. You know about this. Now, you had told me that this is actually coming out for Windows, too.
Everybody has it. It's out for Windows. I went to the webpage, and it's apparently out.
That's really something. Now, it, like Dash says, everybody has it.
Well, not everybody, but I mean, a lot of people do.
Yeah, you can get it from insecure.org/nmap. Now, of course, what does it do? Well, it's a port scanner. It allows you to explore all these different networks out there and see what's running on them. You can send out stealth SYN packets to scan entire subnets or single IP addresses, and that's at your discretion. And it'll list ports, their listening devices, and they're all reported back to you in either opened or filtered states, and then you can see if a firewall's in place.
Nmap is the program I used to force scan the university that got my internet account canceled.
Now, wait a minute. Are you sure it was Nmap, or was it that noisy-ass proxy hunter that you used?
It was Nmap. I have the results. I posted on the message board a while back. It was Nmap.
Yeah, I know you posted.
I didn't try to hide it, though, because it's port.
Yeah, you used Nmap on that, but didn't you also use the proxy hunter?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I used that. I used the proxy hunter in Windows.
So how do you know that it was Nmap that got you in trouble? Because, I mean, Nmap's usually pretty quiet, but I know the proxy hunter, you know.
Yeah.
That's a killer.
probably is what happened.
You run that thing, and it's like, whoa, wait, wait, whoa.
Yeah, because I was running, I ran Nmap, and then I used Proxy Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably it.
All right, so,
That's not illegal.
No, I know it's not illegal, but they don't like it.
Maybe the account canceled for that. Man, it sucks.
All right, so, do you have anything else to talk to us about?
Let me think. What was I talking about?
You were talking about Enlightenment.
Talking about the themes and the window managers and the desktop
right.
environments. I don't know. I just basically want people to send in their screenshots of their desktops so we can, like, you know, maybe post them or just share them, look at them, and, you know, yeah. Post.
Okay, well, you know, some other programs that you can get for Linux are pretty cool. And this another one that that me and Dash were using at H2K2 right when Emmanuel walked by. So didn't we feel good using this?
Yeah.
We were running EtherCap. Now you can get EtherCap at ettercap.sourceforge.net. You know, some say it's a beginner's tool, but for those of you interested in seeing how a network operates, it can be invaluable. You know, perhaps the most intriguing thing about it is that it allows you to sniff connections and actually inject yourself into them by way of special plugins. So even certain versions of SSH, like I think it's SSH version 1, are vulnerable to these sniff attacks. So basically, as the person connects to a location on the internet, you can sniff them and the gateway that's on your LAN,
yep.
And EtherCap will inject its own encryption key into the mix in a typical man-in-the-middle fashion.
Yeah, people at HK2 were rolling up their, loading up their AOL Instant Messenger. And
right, yeah.
We're just sitting there watching a scroll by the screen. And
we're just sitting there reading AOL Instant Messenger. Now, who uses Instant Messenger?
Well, I use it sometimes.
Not at a hacker conference.
At a hacker conference on their you know, their network.
I mean, that's a big no-no. You know, it's ironic. We were worried about people sniffing everything we did, and then here we are sitting there sniffing the hell out of everything.
Pretty much.
Now, I would like to mention that if you use one of these man-in-the-middle fashions, or one of these man-in-the-middle techniques, whatever you want to call it, it will generate an error message to the user, okay? Because the encryption key will be different. So when they go to connect, it's gonna warn them that well, listen, wait a minute, this key is different. The fingerprint for this key is off. Are you sure that you want to still connect? Now, if they're smart, they'll know something is up and disconnect. But
yeah.
if not, and you know most people are not, they'll allow the connection and send their username and pass pretty much in the clear because.
Yep.
And it goes through you, and so there you go. You got them. It's pretty popular on switched and hubbed local area networks, and a great way to learn about a remote location. So, for example, let's say you know a particular target is on a certain subnet. For example, a university. Okay, just a nameless university, and you want to find out about one machine. What you can do is actually use Nmap. Okay, see how we mix and mingle these things?
Yeah, that's what you gotta do.
You can use Nmap to scan for all the usual open ports, and when you have something as big as a university, you're almost destined to find something that's vulnerable.
Yeah.
Whether it's a password file, it has happened, folks. You find a password file through FTP along with a shadow file. I can vouch for that. You know, you find like these old servers that have a million vulnerabilities in them, whatever. It's up to you. However good you are, whatever your skills are, you can get root on at least one of those machines somewhere. I mean, there's thousands of them. You should be able to get it on one. And once you do, then you can install EtherCap and sniff all connections going into the machine that you want to get into.
Yep.
And so, there you go. You got usernames and passwords that will get you right into the machine you want to be in. And who knows where you can go from there.
It's a valuable tool.
It definitely is. It's easy to use. I don't know if it's essential, but it's easy to use. It's a lot of fun.
It's awesome.
And, yeah. Now,
EtherCap.
Another program that I wanted to mention is Host.
Host?
Yeah. Host, because actually, someone had emailed me asking how do I get those printouts that I put in the random stuff from the net articles that are in the newer issues of Frequency. And these are just, you know, basic DNS records that show network maps. So he wanted to know how you can do it. Now you can use, hold on 1 second. Ah, wah-wah. You can use NSLookup and do a regular zone transfer. All you have to do is NSLookup the name of the DNS server and then ls-d, and if the thing is misconfigured and will let you see its DNS records even if you're not a slave DNS to it, you can see every single machine on the network. Well, it's even easier now. You can use host, and all you have to do is use host-l-v-t. What you want to search for, you can say any, you could say MX for mail exchange, and then the address. And if anyone has an open Unix shell right now, you can try it. Host-l-v-t any uu.net.
I shouldn't have left Linux, or else I would have tried that.
There you go. Now you can try that, and you should see the printout of an ISP called uu.net. It's two-letter U's. You can also try cyberback.net. They're wide open, and you can see every person connected to their network. You can see everybody who's dialed up.
That's an ISP.
Yes, yes. It's an ISP in Dash's area.
Yeah.
People know who that is. We've talked about him a lot.
Yeah.
So, host-l-v-t, any cyberback.net, and... You might want to pipe that into a file, send it into a file, whatever you want to call it, and because that's going to be a pretty big one. There's going to be a whole hell of a lot of people connected right now.
Yeah, well.
And there you go. So far I've mentioned host, I've mentioned Etercap, Nmap, and you can use all of these things together to do a lot of cool stuff. Now, I think we should we should say probably the most fun one for last. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is the last one, so we already did. Dash, I'm going to say a word to you, and then I want you to say the first thing that comes to your mind.
All right.
NetBIOS.
Cheers.
There you go. Samba. All right. If you thought NetBIOS was bad on Windows machines, you know, where you can go into anyone else's shares that's on your local area network, it's about to get a whole lot worse, because the beauty of Samba...
I love Samba.
Samba. I figured you would do that, so I beat you to it.
Samba.
The beauty of Samba is that it allows you to connect to shared files on remote machines anywhere on the internet. No longer does someone have to be on your lawn in order for this to be effective. Now all that's required is a little searching, and voila! First, you know, you just use Nmap, you scan for open 139 ports, and then you take a list of the open IP addresses and run a loop to do nmb lookup-a, and if you want to do that loop, get a list of IP addresses that have 139 open, and type 4x in, and then what the hell is the name of that little thing that's right below the tilde to the left of the one?
It's an apostrophe, but oh wait, that's not an apostrophe. That's a
that thing. Use that, and then type cat, and then whatever the file name is of the file where you have all the IP stored, and then type another one of those things. Then you're going to be running a loop. So type do enter nmb lookup dash a numbers, or no, not number sign, money sign, whatever the hell that thing's called, X, right bracket, those are brackets, right, yeah, and then a new name of whatever you want it to be, put it into the background, enter, done, boom, you run a loop on all of those things, and then you can find out who has shares, who's you know, what their names are, and all the information is in the Samba documentation in the man pages, so you should be able to figure it out. But that's definitely another fun one. Now, of course, we don't recommend that you go into people's private shares.
We're not just endorsing illegal activity here.
No, we never do that. We're just saying it's fun.
Yeah, well, that's just a given.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, now, Dash, do you have any other Linux stuff for us?
No, but send us your screenshots.
Okay.
I want to see them.
Send us your screenshots. And we'll post them on the site even.
But Linux, just look at how versatile and you can. It's awesome.
Now, speaking of which, Dash, what is up with our site?
Oh, what do you mean?
I'm sorry, but that's an ugly site.
What?
That's an ugly site.
Are you crazy?
Yes, I am, but that's an ugly site.
What?
First of all, what the hell does that thing say at the top?
It says HackerMind.
How do you see that?
Right there. It says HackerMind right there.
I want a poll. How many people see HackerMind in that blob?
It's not in the blob. It's right to the bottom and right of it.
Okay, what's in the blob?
Nothing. It's just a psychedelic trip thing.
And it has to take up that much of the screen on every single page?
I don't feel I should have to explain my art to you.
Art?
Shut up. If you want me to change it, I'll change it, but I've gotten compliments on it.
Yeah, but those were pity compliments.
You know what?
Wait a minute. A frame is one thing. A frame has a purpose.
The frame, I thought people could, like,
to, what?
Good friend.
Huh?
Thank God I pointed out that he wanted the picture to be able to be clickable to go back to the main page.
Yeah, but, you know, little links on each page do that, too, and they don't take up 3/4 of the screen. See, it's not possible. Anyway, don't worry about that.
You want me to put it back the way it was? I can do that.
I'm not saying I want you to put it back to the way it was. I'm just saying that I don't care for the current design because you try to post on the board, and especially when you're using Opera, I mean, which got ads at the top anyway.
Oh, man, I can't believe you. it's my baby. It's my.
Well, I'm sorry if I'm not using Internet Explorer, but, you know, I mean, the actual website is like the bottom 2 inches of the screen.
Oh, it's not?
Damn close.
Your desktop, man. It's like at least 4 inches.
How is that? But all right. What purpose does that frame serve?
The top one?
Yeah.
You go to some other page. You're there. You're all. How do I get back to the main page? Oh, click on a picture at the top.
You're gonna click on that huge picture at the top.
Oh crap! I got to change it where it doesn't load the whole site in the bottom frame. Yeah, I need to change that. All right, I'll change it. Give me time, alright?
Ah, boy. Did you hear about, that whole crush link thing, or whatever it's called? Dash Interrupt, are you still there? I heard a click. See, he gets pissed when I hang up on him. Now he's hanging up on us. Oh, that's really good. He hung up. Ah, well, he'll call back. Yeah, crush link. The bot who loved me. Are those secret admirer emails real, or just the latest excrescence?
Still harping on my site.
Of an internet marketing machine grown unfathomably sleazy. Did you hang up on us on purpose?
It was an accident. Would I hang up on you on purpose?
Sure. Well, apparently, you know, I don't even feel like reading.
You know, I'm...
Those crush link things, you know, those... You ever get one of those in the email, in your email dash?
What is it?
You know, someone has a crush on you.
Hang on, I want to try something right now. I want to share it with the listeners. Is that okay with you?
Sure. Is it like those people
I'm gonna
that?
I'm going to check an old email account I have. It's at Yahoo.com, and I'm going to check it right now. And I'm going to tell you how much spam I have in there right now. And I bet you anything, it's over 200.
All right, but have you ever got one of those crush link things?
Yes, I have many times.
All right, well, according to this article, they're being used to build demographics and profiles on people to find out who knows who and all sorts of fun crap. And did you hear that the RIAA actually thinks that CARP's royalties are too low?
I heard that the RIAA is Satan incognito.
It's
only 80.
I suppose it could be, yeah. Only 80, Dash? Oh, that's such a disappointment.
Only 80. I'm going to try sending a NetSend message to my friend here.
You know, I had 675 unread emails in my Vax, my Vax VMS account at Southern.
Really?
Yeah, and then they shut down the Vax.
Look at all this porn.
675.
Can I just read you some of these?
No.
Not the whole letter, but just some subjects.
Okay.
Domain names that needs to be renewed.
Uh-huh.
Enlarge your penis safely and naturally. Is your mortgage payment too high?
Is it .com or .net?
Friend Finder. New pill adds 1 to 3 inches to your... It doesn't say anything after that. Great summer movies. Privacy. And then they have these ones that are just like weird characters.
Oh, yeah. I love those. You know, spam sucks.
Yeah, I have a question for the listeners. Maybe they can help me with this. If I still have the email that I got. I got this email, and it said it had an attachment, but it came with this weird message, and I thought it might be a virus or a worm. But
oh, shit. I just remember something. I was... Well, a friend of mine was playing around with Samba.
Yeah.
And he found someone's shares.
Yeah.
And he found Dad's backup and Mom's music, and they both had really nasty emails that were actually viruses just sitting in there.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you know, my friend found it. Go ahead, Dash.
What?
Well, whatever you were going to do.
Oh, no, I don't have email anymore. Don't worry about it.
Ah. Yeah, so my friend found that. I thought that was pretty funny.
Crazy.
Crazy friend. Yeah, well, Dash, you know what? It's almost that time again, so...
What time are you talking about, son?
I'm talking about the end of the show time, son.
What you talking about, fool?
What you talking about, dude?
I don't know, we still got a little couple minutes here.
Well, we started early, though, Dash. You know?
I want to talk about my book, man. I haven't mentioned it since I've been...
Oh, The Blue Nowhere?
Blue Nowhere.
And how dare you pimp that book out? It talks about hackers as being killers.
Cyberspace is called The Blue Nowhere, man. No, it's not that great of a book, and actually it's a really crappy book. But, I mean, it's... Actually, no, it sucks. I didn't like it at all. Don't read it. I only read it because that was the only hacker book I could find in my shitty library.
Now, you told me that they're making that into a movie, supposedly.
They have... Some studio has the rights to it, but they're not making it right now or anything.
That's a scary thought.
Yeah, so you want me to tell you what it's about?
No, you told us about that already.
Did I?
Yeah, you had said that you got it and all that.
I read the thing. Well, it's about... Yeah, well, don't worry about it. All right, I'm going to tell you what it's about because it's kind of interesting. It's about this guy.
A computer hacker who lures people by hacking them, gets information about them.
Well, it gets this. It's about this guy. He's like psycho. He's a murderer. But how he does it is he's like modeling it after an old MUD game, those multi-user dungeon things that you can play online.
Yeah.
And in the game, in the MUD, it was called... There was a game called Access, and it was about getting as close to, like, to somebody who's like heavily guarded, like the president or something, and stabbing them in the heart. It was all about trying to see who you could get at, who was the most, like, the hardest person to get to, mm-hmm. to kill them. And he was actually playing the game in real life. That's what he was doing. But at the end,
how does that make him a computer hacker? He's playing a game.
But he's a hacker. He's hacking at everything. He made this program called Trapdoor, of all things, that is like the ultimate Trojan. It goes into every computer. It doesn't matter what. I mean...
Oh, yeah. It spreads to every computer in the world.
I have a diagram in the book. It, like, if I can remember, when you send packets out, it like grabs them, inserts something that has the program in it, and sends it on its way.
Now,
I don't remember how it works.
Speaking of packets, how technical was he? Was he accurate?
No.
Or did he just avoid the subject completely?
I don't see that happening. I mean, that's...
No, not that. I mean, as far as his knowledge of computers, did he know what to say?
Well, yeah, they talked about... I mean, they talked about Unix and Linux, and, I mean, it was all right on the technical side. It mm-hmm. just, on some things, it was really stupid.
All right.
And it goes into this weird conspiracy theory crap that doesn't even make any sense.
And it talks about 2600, right?
Oh, I mentioned this a couple times.
And
good hacker. The good guy.
The good hacker who's in prison.
Well, yeah, he's in prison, but yeah. he's in prison for supposedly defeating some encryption set by the Department of Defense.
So he has to go back and get a 2600 and an issue of frequency, right?
Yeah, to help him out.
Yeah.
He's going to grab that frequency and that 2600.
Yeah.
It's got the tools of the trade in there.
Alright, so what were we saying, Department of Justice?
Department of Defense. Supposedly he's in jail.
Ah.
Good hacker is in jail for supposedly... Well, he broke the encryption that the Department of Defense uses, and apparently. Well, I don't know. This is fiction.
All right. Well, we're out of time, Dash, so it's going to have to wait until next week.
Oh, this is the last time I'm going to mention it, probably unless I'm making fun of it somehow.
Okay, well, that's always good. Well, that's about it, folks.
Oh, we got
We're gonna have to solve this bad connection problem. So I'm gonna call you.
My website, and people will email me and tell me if you want me to change it or not, and then I'll see who.
Yeah, no, I mean, don't worry about what I think. If the visitors of the site like it, hey, keep it then.
You said you liked it when you first messaged me.
Yeah, because I didn't realize that the picture at the top stayed there on every single screen.
I can change it where it'll leave.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that...
I changed the picture, and the whole... You can leave the whole page. Would you like it better?
That's my whole thing, yeah.
All right, I'll work on that.
If it was, like, just the main page that had that, and it didn't have... I mean, that blob gets me, man. I don't know what the hell that is.
It's my art.
It's not... All right.
I have a whole crap board of art on my desk.
Yeah, why can't it just say HackerMind one time at the top?
You want to hear my definition of my art?
I will when I call you later on tonight, because it's 11:01 and I gotta get out of here.
The weird Paint Shop Pro Photoshop effects mixed together art.
Okay, well, we'll hear more about that next week. For Dash Interrupt, I'm Screamer Chaotic saying play it safe but never stop exploring. Break the system.
Break it.
And, well, do whatever you want. Bye-bye.
Yeah.